well, motivated here this morning, should have been motivated. That is, you know, encouraged to keep the faith and just keep on keeping on. Look with us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. And I want to read several verses here. I know that at a Bible conference you have a certain period of time, but that's all right. The scripture itself is more important unless we're right in line with it. It's still more important than our words, God's words are. All right, the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews in verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins.
Right.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
Right.
And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of thee to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said I, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
That's right.
And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat bound on the right hand of God. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them, that those days, saith the Lord, I put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, and will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Praise the Lord.
Now, where remission of these is, there is no more fearing. There's no more fearing of sin, or no more fearing for sin itself. I want to preach this message, try to preach it. Now, I know while I'm starting to preach this, somebody will say, well, I already know the answer to the very question that I'm going to ask. And I'll put the title of it, the message, in a question form. Where are the sins of the saved? Where are the sins of those that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yep.
To the elect of God. The Lord Jesus coming to this world, he lived an impeccable life, and he died a vicarious death there at Calvary. He took the sins of his people upon him. He took it upon himself and all of it. So that our sins, and so where do our sins go? Where are our sins right now? As we're here right now. You know, I don't know a whole lot about computers. I've got a computer. I've got more than one computer, but I use it as a tool to study.
Yeah.
I have WordPerfect that I use for notes, and then I've got Bible programs, and of course we read other people. I agree with Charles Haddon Spurgeon. If a man doesn't use the brains of another man, it just proves he don't have any brains himself. So I do that. And, but I don't really know that much about a computer, but I do know that whenever we type something on a computer, when I type it on a computer and then I'm done with it, if I tape it and don't want to get a hard copy of it and I don't want to keep it anymore, well, I delete that thing. Now, technically, I don't know all about this, but technically, somebody said it's just not really gone, it's just written over somewhere else. Now, somebody else that knows a whole lot about computers, they know more about that than I do. But at the same time, and that being a mystery to me, there's no question of that. But then I think about this. Each and every person that lives in this world has sinned. And I'll tell you something else, the saints of God. Even today, there's times that we fail God. There's times we sin.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful message that we just heard, and I was thinking while he was preaching that message, and after he really got started, then, my goodness, that's about sin, and then that's exactly what I want to talk about right now. And so what happens to our sins? You know, in creation, God Almighty, he created things for nothing. Right. But the thing in the world, he created them for nothing. Right. But not only so, in forgiveness, he makes something nothing. Your sins. Your sins are not called back on you. Now, anybody listening to this message this morning, just listen to me all the way through. And if anybody says that I'm trying to tell the those that are saved that, you know, don't worry about it. If you sin, it's all right. God understands. God understands a whole lot more than we know that he understands. I'm not preaching to encourage anybody. The Lord has taken those sins upon himself, so you go ahead and he understands, so you live the way that you want to. And that's certainly not what I believe. Now, if anybody picks that up, then they're not listening to the message.
Right, right.
And they're not listening to the Word of God. In Genesis, Satan attempts Eve to forbid her, but he tempts her to eat their own tree that was forbidden. Now, in Adam himself, he was not deceived. He willfully went against God and did that. Amen. So in Eden, Adam could either obey God or disobey God. Because God had taken him into the garden and pointed that tree. Eve was not even there. He gave that to Adam. He said that don't eat the fruit on this tree. If you do, then you're going to die. What he understood about death, I don't have any idea, but anyway, he chose to disobey God. He didn't choose to obey God, but to disobey God. He chose to involve himself in that which was forbidden. That's what's going on in this day and time right now. People choose to engage in that which is forbidden. That which we should not engage in, whatever it might be. Things that are just terrible, things that are hideous, or somebody might say, but things that are just trivial, it doesn't mean a whole lot. Any transgression of the law of God means a whole lot.
That's right.
Keep this in mind.
Amen.
It is our Savior who suffered for our sins. People may suffer for their wrongdoing because they do certain things, and then maybe somebody's getting out and they're doing something they should not do. They get injured or injure somebody else, and then there's suffering that is involved right there. All the suffering that we suffer, Jesus Christ suffered a whole lot more. We'll never know in this lifetime or the lifetime to come the extent of the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ,
right,
the sins of those,
right,
that he redeemed, right, some 2,000 years ago. So whenever Adam disobeyed God, what he did, he put a division between God and man. We know that he died, but he didn't die right then. He lived to be, 930 years old. Physically, he died, but he died spiritually, and we know that.
Right.
There may be those who are not Sovereign Grace Baptists. There may be those who don't believe just exactly what this church and this pastor preaches and what the other preachers here that we believe and that we preach. And we hope that it's encouraging. Well, we hope that it at least enlightens them in some sense that this is a truth that everybody needs, no matter what church you might go to, that is very, very important. Anytime we disobey God, then there is a division place. Divisions caused by sin itself causes division between God and man. And that's not a good thing at all. God will not condone sin.
Never.
In any fashion at all.
Nope.
He will not. And I'll tell you something else. He will not. Those whom he has purchased at Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ will not allow sin to remain within them.
Nope.
And on them.
He will not.
It's not going to be there. Not going to be. Not to those that belong to the Lord. Look at the Romans, the 5th chapter, and verse 12, if you would. You know, I believe because of man's sin, man must die. Romans 5th chapter, verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. And then it says, and death by sin, so that, well, death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And that's the fact, death by sin. Those little beautiful children that we love, you know, they come into this world sinning.
Yeah.
Somebody says they tell little stories. They lie too.
Yeah.
They do a whole lot. They do things and they sin. I'll tell you something else. That's why parents, older people in general, but parents need to be careful how they behave themselves before the children, their grandchildren. I have to watch myself on things. Sometimes we'll say things, may not be real, real bad, but maybe my grandchildren, they really shouldn't be hearing that. I don't know. I'll tell you, children right now, they'll learn their parents before they learn their ABCs, 1, 2, 3. They study you. They hear what you say, and then they go around and they repeat just exactly what you say. I got into trouble. I shouldn't say this, but I am. This is my time here, isn't it?
Right.
Our first son, he had just got to where he could walk and talk, and he would walk around talking, and I said something I wasn't saved. That's no excuse, but that's my excuse, and I'll stick with it. I wasn't saved, and I hit my hand on something, and I said something I should not have said. That little fella went in a circle, repeated. I didn't know he could say that. In a circle, just like this. Pauline, she was off somewhere else in the room. I was afraid she was going to hear it. Then I was going to get in trouble, sure enough. I picked him up. They listened to you, and they repeated as well. And that's exactly what took place. I don't know if I told him that or not. I may have, I may not have. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death.
Death.
We die because of sin.
Right.
Original sin. Sin that is committed. James said in the first chapter in verse 15, that when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death.
That's right.
Death itself. God has his law. He also sets, there's death as a penalty for breaking that law. He has set death as that penalty. Thanks be unto God. God has always had a plan for the sins of his people. He always has. He didn't come in time. He has always had that plan. All right, what time did I start? I'm going to try to finish when I'm done, but I mean whenever my time is up.
You've been going 14 minutes, brother.
Where are our sins? Let me do it this way, first of all. Best thing to do is to eliminate things before you find out anything else about it, what it is not. So, first of all, where our sins are not. Where they're not. They're not in the thoughts of God. You're saved by the grace of God. Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and verse 34 says, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. It's not in the memory of God. Well, that's God. He can do all things. That's my point. He can do all things. because he's God. He's not missing. Hebrews the 8th chapter verse 12 says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Hebrews the 10th chapter verse 17 says, "And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." God says, "Will I remember no more?"
Praise the Lord.
God will not remember our sins. Only He has the ability and His omniscient power to be able to do that.
Right.
Now somebody would argue, "Wait a minute now, He really will. It's just that He's telling us He won't. God's not going to remember my sins." Or your sins. He said it's not. Here's what it says. And let me show you in Hebrews 10th chapter verse 17. "And their sins and iniquities will I not." Here I see here. God has willed not to see your sins. When God wills something, then that's just exactly the way it is. And that's the way it is. I'll tell you what. He can erase all memory of your sins in His mind.
Yes, He can.
And not bring it up. That's unlike any human being. I'll never forget, many, many years ago, an issue come up there in the church. It was solved. Somebody did something. They shouldn't do it. Some people in church, they got upset. There was an argument over it. The individual that did it, he come before the church, and he made acknowledgments. And he apologized for doing that. And then, now, what do you do whenever they do it? And I believe it was sincere at the time, but there were some that didn't like it one bit because they didn't like what he did and they didn't want to forgive it. It went on, so finally I just said, "Now that's enough. He has asked forgiveness, so our responsibility is to forgive him." And the church did that. But I never will forget it. One individual, he said, "Okay, Brother Larry, I'll forgive him, but I'll never forget him." That's no forgiveness.
That's right.
That's not forgiveness.
Absolutely not.
God Almighty, He will. There's forgiveness. And then He will not bring it up to you. He will not do it. Because when somebody does something against us, we have a hard time forgetting it, don't we? Not only so, sin is not to be placed on our account. It's not. That great prophet Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 6, "And all we like sheep have gone astray. And we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him," you know the him, "on him the iniquity of us all. All sins that are committed by the redeemed were laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had taken those sins and he went to the hill of Golgotha and laid down his life." Those sins were placed upon him. If just one sin had escaped, just one sin of anybody, that individual would have never been saved.
Right.
Would have been saved.
Right.
One sin. You can't stand before God with any sin.
No, you can't.
Period at all. If just one sin would have escaped, that individual who owned that sin, still owned that sin, and then it went to hell.
Yep. Right.
That lived eternally. Amen. In hell. Yep. And to pay for it, but never paid for it. If just one sin had escaped or was missed, there would be no salvation at all. Again, Hebrews the 10th chapter, verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
Yeah.
His work was done. He was finished. This man, being the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave one sacrifice. No other sacrifice was needed at all. No other sacrifice needed to be offered. No other sacrifice would have even been thought of being accepted. Yeah. Would have been needed at all. He offered one sacrifice for every sin that's ever been committed